Perhaps someone made fun of you for being who you are. For me, I like to talk a lot. I use my hands a lot. I've had people say, "You're always trying to talk so much. You're always trying to be the center of attention. You always, 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 right?" Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together. But it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, how are you? I can't express enough how much I enjoy connecting with you. You know, I don't know, do you have at your company this tagline that says, "You belong here," or "We want you to feel like you're included"? Or do you have the tagline that says, "Bring your authentic self to work"? Have you ever thought about, like, what does that exactly mean? Because if I do bring my authentic self to work, does that mean all of me? Does that mean half of me? Does that mean the authentic me when I first wake up in the morning time? I mean, it is a really serious question, because when you get all of Diana, you gonna get a whole lot. And guess what I say right now? And I'm unapologetic about who I am. But it's a topic that I want to explore today. I like to call this podcast Authenticity 101. So ladies, let's get together, you know, grab a cup of coffee, get yourself some tea, get you some water, whatever you want to have right now. Get it as you're driving down the road to go to work. Let's have a conversation about Authenticity 101. Okay, because I really think this is such an important topic, simply because did you know that Merriam-Webster said that the word for 2023 is authenticity? Right? And I think it's so relevant when you think about it, because today we have artificial intelligence. Do you ever look at photos and go, is this an artificial intelligent photo, or is this actually the real person? I mean, we were already doing a lot of preliminary work for artificial intelligence with social media, like we were putting together filters. Ladies, we've been doing a lot of this inauthenticity, which I like to just call enhancements, like makeup, eyelashes, hair extensions, fingernails. I mean, women, we are really deep in this filtering kind of age, right? And, you know, you have to go, okay, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, I mean, if you want to timestamp this, I mean, we did timestamp it at the beginning by saying, you know, Merriam-Webster's word of 2023, but I don't know if you, again, looking into this timestamp moment, we saw people like Pamela Anderson and Alicia Keys going out without makeup saying, "Hey, I want to be my authentic self and I want to be who I am." Now, authenticity for a lot of people brings up this idea, as I said before, well, what does that exactly mean? Again, this is going to be in the individual eyes of you. And I really believe that the dissonance, the, I would say, stress that comes along with what does that mean to me, is because you haven't explored who you are, right? To be authentic is to know thyself, to really know thyself, and to really love thyself, right? But oftentimes, we really don't know. Now, I want to give you someone that I believe has given us, they are the flagship of authenticity, at least in her research, right? Brené Brown. I've mentioned her on previous podcasts, but I got to bring her up again because in her viral TEDx talk, she talked about the fact that she was so authentic, right? She wanted to be the real Brené Brown. She wanted to talk about her research. And just to catch you guys up, for those of you who don't know Brené Brown, she is a social scientist who researches authenticity. She researches how we can all bring this authentic person to work. And she spent a lot of time on removing shame from your story, from your life, because the less shame that you have in your life, the more authentic and vulnerable you can be. Now, she says, and after her TEDx talk, when she did her TEDx talk, she walked away from it and she was just overwhelmed with the thought that people now get to see her. Like, she realizes how difficult it is to bring the full you, sharing all of you and letting people see you. She called this thing, the feeling she had after doing the TEDx talk, she said, I had what was called a vulnerability hangover. Right? And how many can relate to that? You actually say things to people and do things and you walk away from it and you go, oh, did I say too much? I wonder if she's, what is she thinking about me saying that? You know, some of you who have consumed what I like to call the liquid courage, too much liquid courage allows you to have too much vulnerability. But then again, if you think about it, it's truly who you are, right? And so the point that I want to make today is we all have to dance with this thing called vulnerability. We all have to dance with this thing called authenticity, because the more authentic you are, the faster you can get to where you want to go, right? And we know from previous podcasts, like podcast number 6, where we're talking about perfectionism, right? If we can remove that perfectionism in all those things, then we can get to a space of authenticity. So I want to share with you a time where I felt like I was so vulnerable and so authentic. And that was leading up to the publishing of my book, Inspiration in My Shoes. You know, I spent a lot of time talking about myself. I started sharing my story. And for those of you who know, if you've read my book, Inspiration in My Shoes, you know I have 5 older sisters and 1 younger brother. And my mom, who I talked about in the book, still lived in the community that we grew up in Fostoria, Ohio. The days leading up to my mom reading this book and my sisters reading this book, and everybody in the entire world reading my book, including Michelle Obama, by the way, just a side note, I did send Michelle Obama my manuscript when she was actually the first lady in office, and she did return my manuscript very kindly and said, sorry, honey, I can't read your book. She didn't say it all like that, but that's kind of how it felt. But at least she returned. By the way, at least she returned my manuscript. I'm just saying she responded. Okay, that's related to another podcast. I had to get back into focus, right? But my whole point in telling you this is I was so, so everybody's going to read this. What do I feel like? Oh, you know? And what was I doing? I was ruminating on the worst case scenario. I was thinking of all of the judgment that people were going to have of me by seeing me. But yet still, when I think about us as women leaders, we want people to see us. We want people to value us. We want people to trust our decisions. We want people to know that we know what we're talking about. We want to feel wanted when we're not there. We want people to see us as critical to the team that we're on. And we want people to believe us and to validate us, right? But the problem is, if we don't believe that we ourselves are authentic, that we ourselves are believable, that we ourselves value, love, and respect and honor our own voice, then how do we expect other people to? So our goal, ladies, is to learn how to be authentic. And when your company says, bring your authentic self to work, you are going to define what that means. Are you ready for the challenge? Go ahead and take a sip of your coffee. All right. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out through your nose. And say, I'm ready. Okay. All right. Because I need to give you 3 steps that we're going to work on. And a lot of these steps come right from the Rise Advocates Academy, specifically module number 3, where we talk about how we can begin to learn our calling, right? Because steeped within our calling is our true authentic self. So here are the things that I'm going to want you to do. And here we go. Number 1, I like to call this reviewing the breadcrumbs of your life to discover who you are, okay? So let's call number 1, review your breadcrumbs, right? So we all were born with like a general temperament and a way of being that is unique to all of us. Would you agree with that? I mean, I have kids, my son and my daughter, totally different, right? There's just a code that's embedded in each and every one of us that is our own code, right? Throughout life, we lose touch with this inner being, this inner knowing. However, there are a series, I like to call these proverbial breadcrumbs that we can take a look at when we look at our lives, when we examine our lives. And I like to ask our participants who are a part of our academy to take a time to review some of your old photos, right? Take a look at some of your photos when you were 5, 10, maybe 15, and begin to explore what was it about you that was you, right? Perhaps someone made fun of you for being who you are. For me, I like to talk a lot. I use my hands a lot. I'm always expressing myself. I've had people say, you're always trying to talk so much. You're always trying to be the center of attention. You always, 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 right? But ladies, the breadcrumbs that I discovered when I was doing this exercise for myself was, but that's who I am. That's what comes naturally to me. And my breadcrumbs made me realize that my light went out. In other words, I started kind of dimming my light because I was being teased or shamed for showing up of who I was, the code that was in me. So I want you to take time to begin to look at the breadcrumbs of your life. And perhaps I want you to look at your breadcrumbs like a third party, kind of overlooking and seeing your life on who it was, right? And the best place to start with that is just taking time to look and pull out those photos. And if you're anything like me, you just start looking at these photos and you start remembering, you start going, wow, that was an interesting time of my life. Think about that little girl. go through the breadcrumbs of your life, okay? And see who you are in the most authentic part of you. Second, understand and work to close your identity gap. Now, I likely have mentioned the identity gap before, but I'm mentioning it again, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I know I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to say it again. It's Dr. Joe Dispenza who wrote the book Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Gain a New One, and in it, he talks about the identity gap. Now, I talked about this last time, but guess what, ladies? At the Rise with Diana podcast, you're going to hear this thing called repetition. Why? Because just because I say it one time doesn't mean you've mastered it. I mean, we all know what to eat, but do we eat what we're supposed to eat? No. So the more that you are around it, you hear it, you listen to it, the more you're going to get it. Okay, commercial. All right, so here we go. You have to understand that the person that you are behind the scenes and the person that you are in front of people has to be very close, right? Because if you are a completely different person behind the scenes than you are in front of other people, then no wonder you have a hard time trying to be authentic. You don't even know who you are. You're confused, right? And you have imposter syndrome because you are an imposter. So you have to work on closing the identity gap, right? So here are some questions. How do you show up with your closest friends? How are you behind the scenes in your life? And by the way, I talk about this identity gap in the Behind the Scenes podcast, where I talk about being behind the scenes. You know, what do you hide from others when you go to work? Do you find yourself needing to use stimulants to help you relax, be free, let loose, right? Or what is really causing you to be in what I like to call this proverbial holding pattern from being yourself? And oftentimes, as we talked about in the other podcast, the Behind the Scenes, What Are You Doing Behind the Scenes podcast, it's fear. It's fear of judgment, right? So we have shame. We've got guilt. We have unforgiveness, right? We're blaming other people for our lives. This closing of the identity gap takes work. It takes work. And ladies, if I share one thing, and you will hear it over and over and over again, you were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. And I want to repeat that, regardless of y'all, you heard me before, is that you want to insert universe, whatever. I say God. You were born to make manifest the glory of God, the power that is within the spiritual world, is within you. And in order for you to manifest who you are, you have got to close this identity gap. You have got to review the breadcrumbs of your life to realize who you were before you began to shut yourself down. Are you catching what I'm saying? I hope so. Now, the third thing that I want you to do is I want you to identify the internal narratives that you believe and shift them to positive beliefs. Because oftentimes, an unexamined life is not the life you want to live. And with the Rise with Diana podcast, we're all about examining our lives. I want you to do surgery on the narratives that you say to yourself, whether conscious or unconscious, because we all have internal narratives that really define our personal reality, which has become our personality, right? I say this often, and this is a term that I heard Dr. Joe Dispenza say, that your personality defines your personal reality, right? Over time, we unconsciously started to adopt certain beliefs that have become our internal mantra. What are they for you? How do they help or hinder your ability to show up as your true, authentic self? What words or beliefs stop you? Write them down. Now, replace them with a new set of internal narratives to repeat daily. I prefer to use the words I am in front of those new beliefs and repeat them often. I love Joel Osteen's book called The Power of I Am, right? Use these I am statements effectively. Use them in your mindfulness practice, right? When you're doing meditation to help you stay focused on these new beliefs. How's this sound to you? Okay, these are three things I want you to begin to do. Number one, review your breadcrumbs. Number two, close the identity gap. Number three, identify the internal narratives that you have, which might be negative, and shift them to positive beliefs. So this is what we have to do. So it's a lot of work when a company says, bring your most authentic self to work. You really got to start thinking, that's a whole new mindset. It's a whole new culture we're asking people to do who haven't taken time to explore themselves. Ladies, and you know what's beautiful? I've already thought all this through. And I have an entire academy that helps walk you through every single aspect of what I'm talking about, step by step. And it's through the Rise Advocates Academy, our 8-week course that allows you to be able to do this work so that you can live and do your greatest work, at home, and in your community. Go to riseadvocates.com to check it out. So that is what I have for you today. Does it sound good to you? Sound like it's something you might do? I certainly hope so. You know what I'm going to ask you, sis. Did you take that Speak Up and Rise quiz? I hope that you do. Go to Speak Up and Rise, Google it, and let's get connected. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.